You are listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.
The Case for Adding Apparel to Your Print Services by Gabby Houck from the March-April issue of Wide Format Impressions. Print service providers are constantly finding ways to evolve their operations and expand their services. After all, being a one-stop shop seems to be all the rage right now, and if your shop wants to be considered one, then consider adding apparel under your umbrella of services. If your shop doesn't know where to start, don't worry. We took the liberty of chatting with three wide format shops that have added apparel to their operations in the last few years. They share their journeys into the apparel segment. Think of your customers. For Decal Impressions in Cincinnati, Ohio, President Brian Valher says customer satisfaction was the main reason for adding apparel and embroidery to his shop 2.5 years ago. We have a lot of competition in wide format, and instead of being unable to offer an end-to-end solution for our customers, we just felt like we had the people here to do the work. They're very passionate about keeping our customers happy, and it just seemed like a natural fit, Valher says. Similarly, Custom Graphics Signworks, based in Phoenix, Arizona, also added apparel because it wanted to serve its existing customer base better. The customers that buy large format printing, the majority of them need apparel as well, because we're dealing with nonprofits, we're dealing with churches, we deal with schools, government agencies, festivals, and all nonprofits. And all of these also need apparel printing, Mladen Merkovic, owner of Custom Graphics Signworks, says. And while adding a new service can appease your existing clients, think of the potential it holds to attract new ones. Merkovic and Valher agree that since offering apparel and embroidery, their customer bases have grown, and it's even helped their existing wide format offerings. That's why it goes so well together, because the customers that come in from Instagram, Facebook, or Google for apparel see what else we can do, and they say, "Hey, can we order some decals? Can you print the backdrop for my show that's coming up?" Merkovic says. But to attract new customers or make your current clientele aware of everything you do as a shop, you have to communicate, says Chris Wallace, owner of Durham, North Carolina-based Performance Print Services. Whether it's via social media, foot traffic, or newsletter blast, Wallace believes it's vital for print shops to constantly market themselves and make their services known to anyone and everyone they can. I preach this all the time, and you know I preach it to myself too, because we get caught up in this. We're a printing company, and we can do all kinds of things that you would think about in terms of printing. But making sure that we tell our customers everything we do is vitally important to expand what we do with any number of customers, Wallace says. It doesn't happen overnight. While these shops have been happy with the results of adding apparel to their shops, these outcomes didn't just fall in their laps. Finding the right solutions and equipment took time, effort, and research. Valher jokes that after you purchase enough wide format equipment and go through the trials and tribulations of new machines, you become calloused to the growing pains of new equipment and learning how to use it. For him, he says understanding the price structure was one of his biggest obstacles. It was definitely a challenge. We did a lot of research trying to select the right equipment, the right software that fit within our workflow, Valher says. Plus, when you're in wide format and you're used to printing on stuff that costs pennies per square foot, then you're getting into that $45 jacket, and when somebody says, oops, you know you lost a $45 jacket. Merkovic admits that when Custom Graphics Signworks first began doing apparel, he didn't research nearly enough. He saw a DTG machine at a trade show and fell in love with it before realizing it required a whole pre-treatment process that he was entirely unfamiliar with. After about a year of trying to perfect direct to garment, Merkovic says his shop switched to heat transfer and eventually DTF. Merkovic urges anyone looking to branch out into apparel to do their research before diving in. Do your research, research, research. Every shop is different. Don't jump in right away to high-capacity equipment unless you have the work for it, Merkovic says. And while we're discussing resources and research, trade shows like the annual Printing United Expo are a fantastic resource. On the expo show floor, you can see the machines run in real time and even spend some time in the expo's apparel zone. Don't be afraid to outsource. If you have a smaller shop or you're not ready to invest in new equipment, outsourcing is a great solution. That's been the case for Performance Print Services. We do use some local embellishers for any embroidery that we need to be done or any silkscreen work that we've needed done, and also full-color directed garment as well, Wallace says. Merkovic advises that if you're a smaller shop just getting started, consider wholesaling apparel until your business drives the demand to invest in equipment. So, why apparel? Suppose you're wondering why apparel might be an important service to add, especially if your shop is already wearing a few different hats. In that case, the answer is twofold: branding and having the ability to call your operation a one-stop shop. Customers are always looking for new ways to brand themselves, and the ability to print or provide them with apparel will open up an opportunity for you to brand yourself. One of your biggest advertising opportunities is your own people. If my employees are wearing a Performance Print Services t-shirt and they leave here and they're on their way home to go to the grocery store and pick up some items, or they leave here and go to a happy hour with their friends, they're wearing our sign. And that genuinely will spark a conversation, Wallace says. As for being a one-stop shop, Markovic believes that the ability to customize graphics sets him apart from his competitors. He says that his customers love that they can order banners, flags, and embroidered t-shirts all at once. Belher believes that if you want your business to stay relevant, you must add DTG, DTF, embroidery, etc. You have to be involved in so many different aspects of serving your customers and helping them. I feel like apparel is just a tremendous value, and it establishes your company as a full-service provider. It creates a different depth of relationship with your clients, Belher says.
Thank you for listening to the Wide Format Impressions Audible Features.